This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're in the bullseye, and we're concerned about three things. We're concerned about storm surge, high winds, and inland flooding. Okay. And the main thing is that we want people to evacuate coastal areas.
All right, so I'll tell you what. When you listen to the governor of North Carolina, he says it best. We want people, that's Cooper, Governor Cooper, we want people to evacuate those areas because they know in the low-lying areas especially, it's about the flooding. The flooding is what is so crippling to the people who stay. Kate Delaney, what a way to start this show. We're talking about the bullseye called Florence that is a beast headed for the mainland. It's Charleston, Wilmington. It's Raleigh, North Carolina. North Carolina looks, boy oh boy, like it's going to just pounce all over everything. And when you track this storm, that looks like it's a winner. I mean, in other words, a winner in the sense that it's not slowing down and it's just going to pummel some of those areas. Even Nashville may get a little bit of that rain in the end, but the really terrible hurricane warning areas. Kill Devil Hills is always bad. Hatteras is bad. The Wilmington area, Myrtle Beach, is bad. A hurricane watch for Charleston, Hilton Head, that's pretty bad there. And then the tropical storm as you get a little bit deeper in, but so much depends on what happens, you know, what happens with the hurricane where it actually slams down. But the thing that's scary is the Cat 4 seems to all be going in the same direction. And the that means right over Myrtle Beach, right around Asheville, and as it gets further back. So it's happening. There's no question about that. And it's just a question of what are we going to see and who's really going to bear the brunt of it. And there are people that are riding this out. I mean, there's a question for you. Would you ride it out? Or if that many people, governors, constantly on the tube and on the radio, weather people, people from the Hurricane Center, would you, even though you might have been through some false alarms before, in this case, would you ride it out? Would you ride it out? Or would you watch this storm and the way it's tracking and say, you know what, I got to get it, I got to do this. There's people that, you know, there's great people out there that they know there's so many, there's no, there's so many people that are bolting that they're even opening their homes to strangers. I love that. I saw a great big sign for this family that this woman that has a house in Tennessee that opened her house to people evacuating from Irma. And people they've never met. They just live inland and they live in a mountainous area and they know that some people are stuck and they're trying to get out and that things get filled up. So they're offering, you know, a place for the people to stay, which is great because that's what happens. And then plus the cost of staying in the hotel, having to eat up, out, all that can add up as well, especially if you have a bigger family and, you know, you do what you can do. And I love that people are posting that. And this woman, Leah Van Buren Bolton, hats off to you. She said, we're willing to host our home. Pets welcome. We had 26 before in Kingsport, Tennessee last year. We can do it again. There's one RV electric hookup available. We have a trampoline park with 71 trampolines called Quantum Leap if people just need a place to lay their heads. No showers available at the tramp area, but we have bathrooms. Everyone just has to be up and around by 8 a.m. in the morning so we can clean the trampolines and open for business. I love that, right? And she's not the only one. There's somebody with cabins who's opening their place, a hostel in a campground near the Appalachian Trail and Watauga Lake outside of Hampton, Tennessee. And this, there's a guy, Jim Gregory, who lived in Florida for 13 years, knows this is what it's like, and he's saying, if you can get here and you need space, we got it for you. So, wow. Awesome that people are doing that. See, it gives you that belief in mankind, right? When we all get so balled up into the horrible things that are happening, where we shake our head and point our fingers at some of the nonsense out there. It was 9/11, and we went through 9/11 again, and for me, it's always a really tough day. It's a sad day, and one where I remember the people whose lives were lost, because I had just gone to New York and had been there 4 months when the terrorists smashed into the World Trade Centers, and it was needless to say horrific for the first responders, a first responder even taking me down to the pile, calling the radio show, just holding back their tears and then just bursting out. And it was very sad, very rough. And there were so many things people didn't consider and things that many of you didn't see. You saw some of the terrible video shots and the dust and all of that, and the heroic rescue attempts and the sadness of not that many people surviving and all of the storylines and whatnot that happened. But people forget that you had all these cars that were parked in Connecticut and New Jersey and Pennsylvania, where there were people that were commuting into the city, and those were the people that were killed, many of them, and their cars just sat there. And so then you had these loved ones who were trying to find cars and everything. I mean, there's just so much. This is the normal everyday thing that would just blow you away if you knew even more about it. So a lot of flags were flown on the anniversary of September 11th. I love that, because we will never forget. And I hope that many of you listening did the same thing. You had celebrations, in a sense, to recognize the significance of firefighters and the We Never Forget signs. I mean, in Minneapolis, you saw that. You saw that at the White House. If you looked at the pictures of the day for the observance, the Pentagon, certainly, as the plane went into the Pentagon, and, you know, just, it really was a day that we'll never forget, a day that changed our lives in some way, if not in the worst, most dramatic way, in absolutely in other ways. And when I think of 9/11, that's what I think of. I think of that it was a day that was like any other, where it was sunny and it had the potential to be this incredible week, and people had that kind of amped up feeling, and it was early in the morning. And I can remember someone saying to me, hey, you know, a plane flies into the World Trade Center, what a freak accident. No, because it wasn't too long afterward that we saw the second plane go in, and we knew this is no accident. This is a targeted attack, and then the rest is history. And we saw so many of the workers get cancer as a result from the respiratory problems, etc., that they also suffered in going and trying to help down at what we called the pile. And it is something that has absolutely changed the way we fly, changed the way we live, changed what happened to so many who also went to fight. So we will never, ever, ever forget. See you in a few here on ATN.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's pollen burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
That we stay focused on the here and now and make sure that we're ready for this hurricane. And I believe that we will be, and we're going to expect our federal partners to be as well.
All right, so how about that? Once again, it's Cooper, Governor Cooper, talking about the hurricane and federal partners and the aftermath, basically, is what he's talking about. You know, in Charlotte, I was reading the Charlotte Observer just a while ago. The grocers stocked up ahead of the hurricane, and there's just a frenzy, as in many other grocery stores in North Carolina and South Carolina, in the way of the path of the, I guess, on the path of the hurricane, Hurricane Florence. They're saying it moves in. It makes landfall Thursday near Wilmington. So people had interesting questions like, well, what happens with construction? Because they got a bunch of construction cranes in Charlotte. They're a big part of the skyline. They talk about it. So you got 100-mile-an-hour winds, and these cranes are installed on these construction sites, and they've multiplied because of the apartments and office buildings and during high winds. The cranes, this is what they do. They spin like a weather vane on top of a barn. And you just notify customers, make sure there's nothing attached to the crane, banners, signs, any of that kind of stuff, so it can be free to spin. And in Charlotte, they've got about 15 different cranes that are up in areas where this path would go. So you think even 40-mile-an-hour winds, and that's, you know, that's what happens. And when Hurricane Hugo hit Charlotte in 89, they said 8 cranes were working around the city. 8! And they were like pinwheels. They just spun around. It didn't hurt anything. So to people who panic when they see that, because they think, oh, my gosh, if there's anyone below, if there's anything that could happen, the answer is that's already been thought of, and that's why they have to have it that way, so that it can freely just spin. They can freely do that. They're talking about homes that are in the path of Florence, about $1 trillion worth of homes in the path of it, in the coastal counties, right? They call them coastal counties, in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and that's, they added up the total in and then went through it. So in Virginia, it's about 1.8 million homes worth $658 billion. In North Carolina, 898,000 homes worth $168 billion. In South Carolina, 882,000 homes worth $205 billion. And they think it's just going to be widespread because of the location. It does make you think, doesn't it? It really does. Now, here's something else that I was made aware of. Airbnbs. So Hurricane Florence evacuees, they say, can find free lodging through Airbnb. Hosts in the Carolinas, Georgia, and Virginia, they're offering free stays through the Open Homes program. And it's this online marketplace that lets people rent out their property, their spare rooms, that kind of stuff. And they did this during Sandy, and they helped evacuees, which is great. So people are, you know, places fill up, and you got to find a place to stay, and there's only so many hotels, and people are jumping in them as long as they go down some of these routes, and then they run out of space, and how far are you driving, and all of that. For the people who are deciding to stay, boy, as I look at these models, I think this is one I would heed, and if it... You know, too bad. If it veers in a different direction, you know, then I'm going to say, hey, you at least you took the chance to protect your family, yourself, whatever it might be. And so you lost some time and spent a little bit of money. Speaking of money, a pharmaceutical company executive actually had the gall to defend his company's 400% drug price increase. Actually telling the Financial Times that his company had a moral requirement to sell the product at the highest price. What? The guy's name from Nostrum Pharmaceuticals, the founder, President Muley, the president of the company, he said, you know, the decision to raise the antibiotic mixture called Nitrofurantoin from 500 per bottle to 2300. That's what they did. The drug is listed by the World Health Organization as an essential medicine for lower urinary tract infections. So he says it's a moral requirement to take the money, sell the product at the highest price. And that's why he increased it. So said the art dealer. He's an art dealer who sells a painting for $500 million. He said, I'm not even in the business to make money, except for I know I can make money. So, right. Oh, he's the same guy that defended Martin Shkreli, the farm guy who was dubbed the most hated man in America after his company raised the price of an AIDS drug by more than 5,000% in 2015, and he was sentenced to 7 years in prison for fraud because he mismanaged money at his hedge fund. So Nordstrom has not responded to requests for interviews from anybody. I mean, look, we know this, right? The drug lobby is making a crazy, outrageous fortune at the expense of all of us. You know what somebody said to me? In fact, it was my doctor. Between what's happening with, I'm going to still call it Obamacare, and drug prices, he said, you know, the best thing you can do, stay healthy. Stay healthy. That's my answer to the problem. I said, really, doc? And he's a good doctor. He said, yeah, I've never seen anything like it. The things that are going on are just so outrageous. And he tries to help his patients because he knows it makes them sick, that some of them have little to no insurance, and some of what they need is just something very, very simple. But nothing is simple anymore, including the price of drugs. If you're on a drug that you need and they decide, like this Dumbo, that... I have a moral obligation to raise it. Well, you know what? Then that's what they're going to do. They can do it. That's what happens. All right, this is a freaky thing. It had nothing to do with the weather. The Jumbotron at George Washington's Charles E. Smith Center collapsed onto the court. Jumbotron. This is at a huge university. It's used for men and women's basketball teams and other sports, and the pictures of it. Imagine a Jumbotron just poof, falls down, and it's kind of on its side. Just collapsed on the court. I hope it isn't a sign of things to come for the program, the men or the women. I mean, hey, George Washington hosted a WNBA playoff game for the Washington Mystics this season. But they're saying that the Jumbotron will not impact the WNBA final scheduled for Game 3 and 4 that are supposed to take place anyway at George Mason. Wow. It is. I just want you to picture this. Giant Jumbotron, like, lying on its side. Oh, what is that thing over there? Shall we sit on it? And if anybody was, if it happened during a game, wow. It did not happen during a game, so that's the good news. But the bad news is that it fell and scared the bejesus out of anyone who was near it. How about that? Anybody who was even close was frightened by that, yeah, because of the loud sound it made. Just a crash, right? Check your eggs. And you know I'm talking about the kind that you eat. Eggs sold in 3 states have been recalled over salmonella. The concerns are pretty big. An Alabama farm recalled the eggs, and they recalled packages of a dozen and 2.5 dozen eggs in cardboard containers with certain codes. They're urging anyone who might have bought eggs affected by this to call in and return them to Gravel Ridge Farm eggs. I've actually seen those eggs. I'm trying to think where. I mean, I've seen those cartons before in Alabama. And Gravel Ridge Farms is in Coleman, Alabama. And I spent some time there this year in Coleman. Really cool little town. And it is a cool, very cool town. That's brutal for that farm, but they had to jump all over that and make sure anybody who's got the eggs does not use them just in case. You wouldn't want to take any chances with that because you're not thinking, right? You're running around, maybe you heard something, and you want to make sure that you do it. But, of course, locally they're putting up warnings all over the place, that's for sure. Stay with us. Much more is coming your way next as we kick it to the other side here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For residents along the Carolina coast, time is getting short for getting out of harm's way.
It is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening, historic hurricane.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Hurricane Florence, a Category 4 storm with 140 mile per hour winds, is now forecast to make landfall in North Carolina on Friday.
The storm surge will inundate low-lying areas. Rivers will flood their banks. Preparation is our best defense. And if you haven't already, the time to prepare is now.
With mandatory evacuation orders in place, an estimated 1 million plus residents and visitors are heading inland. But there's concerns even inland about massive flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Mama, did I tell you that I love you? Sure as the sky is blue, and that everyone needs a companion. This is undoubtedly true, but sometimes a baby brother just won't do. So if you'll allow me to get this off my chest, it's a simple, humble request.
I'll tell you what, this story has really blown me away, and I know many of you as well, based on the tons of emails that I've gotten about it when I was talking about it on the air. And so we're so pleased to welcome to the show Alyssa Eliason from Southwest Airlines Communications Team. And unless you've been living under a rock, you have to know the story of the rescue of the 62 dogs from Puerto Rico. I mean, what a story. Alyssa, thanks so much for coming on. And the question is, how did that even get started? How did it get underway?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me this morning. So we were approached by Lucky Dog a few months ago in the wake of Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. We had done a few animal rescue flights, and it was before Maria actually hit, and we were kind of evaluating to see where our operation would be. So Mira Horowitz from Lucky Dog reached out, and we kind of got the program in the works, and wanted to make sure we were taking care of people and our employees in Puerto Rico. And then once the operation got a little bit more stabilized, then we were able to kind of put the rescue flight into works. But it was a labor of love, and it took quite a few weeks to make sure that we were, ready to handle this type of a rescue flight.
Is this the first time that you've helped with a pet flight?
Southwest, for the first time we handled one of these rescue flights was with Hurricane Sandy. So that was kind of our first go at trying this, and it was wildly successful. We were able to work with Helen Woodward Animal Center. So then when this past hurricane season hit so hard in Houston and throughout Florida and in Puerto Rico, we just knew that it was the right thing to do, and we knew that we needed to get those plans in place. So we drew upon that experience to really make sure that we were, taking care of the animals and really helping out these animal organizations.
So because you had done that before, too, I would imagine the buy-in from the pilots and the staff was pretty great, and they were eager, I'm assuming, to do this, right?
Absolutely. Everyone at Southwest, you might hear about it from the outside that, it's a great place to work and it's a strong culture. But it really is true that all employees at Southwest just really lead with their hearts, and they want to give their time to help out with worthy causes like this. And it's times like this that really Southwest shines. So, yes, we had volunteers, coming out in droves wanting to donate their time to fly the plane and serve as a flight attendant on the plane. And, of course, with our dispatchers and scheduling, making sure all of that happened, it was pretty amazing to see the team come together.
Did you have a chance, by any chance, to be on that plane to Puerto Rico?
I was. So I was on the team that we started in Baltimore, flew down to Puerto Rico, and then came back in the same day. And it was just amazing to see, plans that you've been working on for a while come into play, and the flight to take off and landing in Puerto Rico and seeing the foster families with these, dogs and cats that they've been watching over for months while we were getting this all together. It was pretty amazing. There were a few tears.
I bet there were a few tears. And so the idea is once you got the, for people who are hearing this, maybe they're hearing it for the first time, but whether they are or not, once you picked up the dogs and then you came back to the U.S., what was the process after that, the handover?
So Lucky Dog is an amazing organization, and they worked with PR Animals on the ground in Puerto Rico. They did a ton of legwork ahead of time to make sure that the cats and dogs were ready for transport. They were all up to date with any medical treatments that they needed. So once we landed in Puerto Rico, we loaded up the crates onto the plane. We were able to put some of them underneath the seats. And then for the larger dogs that were traveling, we buckled them in with seatbelt extenders so everyone was in the cabin. And then once we landed in Baltimore, again, it was Southwest employees coming out, ramp agents helping to unload the plane, and even, customer service agents and leaders just coming out to bring these animals off the plane. And then they were transported up for adoption the very next day. And I know that the Lucky Dog organization had quite a few cats and dogs that were almost immediately adopted.
Wow, that is so cool. And then you see the reaction to it, and I mentioned it at the top. Now that that's been completed, that process, and the media coverage has been, wow, wall to wall. I of course, talked about it and had a lot of phone calls and emails about it. We've seen television, print, other radio sources, and just a massive tsunami of social media support. Were you surprised by that?
We were excited to be a part of the story. We really love being able to kind of be that transport for this organization. We are so proud to be a partner with Lucky Dog, and we were excited that, they were able to share their story. So we're obviously very excited about all the, social media support and news coverage that we've received, because really it's helped Lucky Dog with, their donations and their volunteer drives and their adoptions. And that's really what we were, the whole point of what we were trying to do with this.
Yeah, and I can imagine for Lucky Dog, as you know them well and have now seen this partnership, what's happened there and then got the reaction back from them, that has to be, as you said, the culture. There's so much heart in Southwest. That has to spread throughout the organization, right?
Yeah, so when we've been able to share this story with our employees, we've seen great support with employees coming out and saying, this is why I work for Southwest. It makes me proud to be a Southwest employee. So just all around, it's goodwill. And like I said, when in these tough situations, it's where Southwest shines, when we can really lead with our heart and really give our time. That's what makes Southwest such a great company.
And we're speaking with Alyssa Eliason, Southwest Airlines communications team. She's part of it. She was actually there on that flight, which is so, so cool. I can't believe it. What a great opportunity for you to really see what that's like firsthand. And, of course, Southwest has had a big commitment to social good. I know you work with the Red Cross and other nonprofits to assist in disasters. Tell us a little bit more about some other things maybe Southwest has done that people aren't aware of.
So we really emphasize volunteerism and giving back at Southwest. We have a variety of programs that Southwest supports, but some of the most exciting and important to us here, I would say, would be our Tickets for Time, which is where we actually encourage our employees to donate their time to various nonprofits and organizations. And when an employee volunteers for a certain amount of time for an organization, we actually allow that employee to give the gift of tickets to that organization, which, you know, of course, travel is so important to many of these groups. So that's really exciting and something that we're really proud of. You know, we do also have a medical transportation grant program where we issue tickets to hospitals who then are able to distribute those to patients in need who need to travel for treatment. So we really use, you know, we are an airline, so we're able to transport people, but we really see that as an opportunity to help those who are in need.
Yeah, you know, and I was also thinking about this as you talk about that commitment that Southwest has and being known for that. That has to attract a lot of millennials, at least many of the millennials I work with, because so much of what they enjoy and what they like is, if I was going to label it, is to be involved with something like this. Have you seen that? And I know a lot of the reaction has been because of the millennials.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, internally at Southwest, we have a very diverse workforce. We're actually very proud that we have, you know, employees who have been here 20, 30, 40 years, but we also do have a growing workforce. And so we are attracting, you know, younger applicants who really see Southwest as not just a career, but a calling and a place where they can really do work that is meaningful to them and really make an impact in those communities that we serve.
So, and I'm bringing this back around again, and that feeling of heart, et cetera, and what you just described, the diverse culture that you have. So I'm sure there's so much buy-in to this pet rescues, and you mentioned the couple that had happened before, so you knew how to do that. And do you see that growing more? Do you have plans to stand by for future assists if that should happen for pet rescue missions of any sort?
Yeah, of course these do take some time and some coordination to put together, but we do have great buy-in from our leaders because they see the need and where Southwest can fill that and be a partner to various organizations like we were for Lucky Dog. So we always stand by at the ready for, you know, if something happens in a community or if someone needs that travel, we always look to be the ones that can help with that where we can.
Alyssa, I got to tell you, as I'm listening to you talk about this, and I can just even hear the passion in your voice, if I were on that flight, it'd be so hard for me not to walk away with a bunch of pets, new pets. Is that tough for you after you flew back with them?
Oh, my goodness, yes. So about halfway through the flight, we were able to kind of watch. There was a veterinarian on board who was just checking in on the animals and, you know, making sure that they all were doing well. And at one point, we were able to pull some of the puppies out of crates. So I snuggled a puppy named Charlie for a little while, and it was hard to not take him home with me. They were just so sweet, and it was just a very meaningful and memorable flight.
Well, again, I got to tell you, it is such a great story, and I love the fact that so many people have learned about it, and now they're learning even more thanks to you having this conversation with me. And I'll tell you this, Alyssa, before I go anywhere, I know that I'll check Southwest every time before I fly because of the kind of airline that this is and just continues to show its true heart, absolutely. So thanks, Alyssa. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much for the time, and thank you for your kind words and support.
A balanced meal for two. When I wake up at noon. Can't debate, can't for, can't break.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Heard me talk about Life's Abundance that you can go to through kateskibble.com, and I'll tell you what, it's been such a game changer for Mahalo, and we're talking to more and more people about that. And joining us now is Lisa Flynn, and Lisa is a real estate guru in Florida, in the Sarasota area. Huh, who doesn't want to live in Sarasota, especially right now if you're listening to me in the Midwest and you're shoveling, you're thinking, I want to move to Sarasota. And Lisa has a background where at one point she was a dog trainer and kennel owner and whatnot, and besides being a real estate mogul, she got involved with Life's Abundance as well. And what a game changer for, you know, for the economics of a business, you know, because it is a business for some people out there listening, and also for what it does for your dog as well. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's start with your background first about being a dog trainer and kennel owner. Tell us about that. What was that like? And I, you know, being a kennel owner to me would be wild. It'd be so cool, but I think I'd fall in love with all the animals and I wouldn't want to give them up.
That is oftentimes the case, yes. I have made some real connections with some fantastic dogs and some fantastic owners over the years. But yes, I trained dogs professionally for close to 20 years in the Washington, D.C. area as well as the Boston area, and a little bit here in Sarasota, but not a whole lot. And I had a 25-run kennel with doggy daycare and boarding and grooming and, of course, the dog training. So I did a lot of that. I also worked with some of the sheriff's departments in the D.C. area with their dogs. So it was pretty cool.
So let me ask you a question. This is a personal question. People will love this. They love it when I peel back the onion on the assistant producer of the show, which is my golden retriever, Mahalo. And Mahalo is still, he's 8 years old and he moves around great and runs and all that other stuff, but I want to be careful with him. And you know how you, how do you get dogs to go up steps to a bed? Or come down. It's really come down because that's where they hurt their joints.
Yeah, right, right. That's so funny. This is, it's just like if you were a doctor, you talk with somebody and tell them you're a dog trainer. They have a dog training question and it's the doctor and, hey doc, I have this rash. Let me take a look. So, well, it's guiding the dog, of course. And if you have a great relationship, as you do with Mahalo, of course, they will trust you and name it. That's the most important part is if you're just trying to get him to do something without actually naming it. So training and obedience and so forth is not really just tricks. It is a language that to communicate with your dog. So when you name it, say stairs or something along those lines and guide him with that, you certainly treats will help and a lot of encouragement. Then he'll start to understand that if you just start grabbing him and trying to tug him down the stairs, he's going to freak out and not know what's going on. So as you start naming it and encouraging him that way, then it literally it becomes a language between the two of you so you can communicate to him what to do. Most people just tell their dogs what not to do. So the key is to be able to teach them so you can tell them what to do instead of just what not to do.
I love it. That's a, that is a million-dollar tip, I have to tell you. So I know people out there probably have similar situations where they're trying to get their animal to do something that would benefit them. And you're right. You say, don't do this. Don't go here. Don't whatever. But it should be the opposite. And, wow, that's fascinating. So you go from the dog training and a tip like that and kennel owner, which is so cool. You're in Florida. You're doing the real estate thing and you started with Life's Abundance. What led you to Life's Abundance and starting that?
Well, actually, I started with Life's Abundance 18 years ago.
Wow.
So I have done, yeah, I've been feeding and recommending and actually selling Life's Abundance since the year 2000. This company has been around for a long time, and I've been aligned with them for a very long time. And it was a natural add-on to my pet business, my pet care business, of course, because people are always asking for recommendations for food and for toys and for supplies and equipment and so forth. And it was just a natural lead-in. But I started with Life's Abundance primarily because I saw the difference that it was making in the dogs that I was, my own dog, as well as the dogs that I was working with. The behavior is, your nutrition is a key component into behavior and behavioral issues. And so when I started to see what higher quality dog food, the difference it made with these dogs, then I started pursuing and looking into more options, and I stumbled upon this, and I've been with them for 18 years now.
From the business side of it, for 18 years is a long time. How does that work? And because we both, I mean, I'm new to it, but the quality is incredible, and my dog Mahalo, I think, is he just inhales the food. He loves it. The idea that it's made in small batches, all those great nutrients that we talk about, and I've talked about that on the show. But I haven't talked as much about the business side. Tell the listeners more about the business side and how that can be fruitful for them.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of pluses to the business side. And one of the things you just touched on is that you made in the small batches and so forth. This is an American company, and all the products and all of the ingredients are manufactured in the United States. So I like to support businesses that are in the United States. And many of these larger companies, we don't even realize it, but a lot of the ingredients are being imported from China and then put together here. And this has been some of the reasons for some of the recent recalls in the past few years. Is they've gotten some tainted ingredients and then put it together in the United States, and some animals have been suffering, and many had died from one of the recalls, actually. So that's one of the components is, you know, it's an American and U.S. company. But as I said, I had trained dogs for close to 20 years. I have really not done any training at all, but it was a natural lead since I moved to Sarasota, but it was a natural add-on for my dog training business. And I have trained thousands of dogs over the years. And with this business, every single day I get an email saying that so-and-so ordered dog food from you. And this so-and-so is a client from 15 years ago. They are on their third third dog that I've not even met, and I may have worked with them in Washington, D.C., and now they live in Washington State. So this type of business is really residual, because once they're clients for life, and I am on some second, third, and even fourth dogs that they're continuing to order the food. So it's not like a business where you might, some pet stores or groomers or veterinarians will actually have to stock the product. This is completely hands-off, which is perfect for me because now I'm focusing on real estate. I don't want to have to stock product. I don't want to have to worry about expirations. I don't want to have to worry about shipping things. That's all taken care of. And I literally still have hundreds of customers from all over the country that I have not even spoken with in 10, 15 years.
Wow. And the great thing, too, is the point of entry is very low, I think. I think it's incredibly reasonable. So you combine that with the fact of what you just said. You don't have to stock anything, and it makes it a no-brainer. So somebody told me the other day she had just started Life's Abundance, I think, a couple of months ago. And basically what she told me is, you know what, my food is covered for my dog. That's amazing. I don't have to pay for the food because I have people that realize how great this food is and that it is an American-made, it's made in America, and the small batches and the nutrients and all of that. So I feel good about it because I'm not getting terrible food off of the shelf, and now my dog benefits, but it also, I'm not buying the dog food anymore because it's paid for itself, and that's the start of it, isn't it?
Exactly. That very quickly happens with this business. The startup costs, like you said, starting a business, it's, I mean, everything included for the first year is under $500, so it just doesn't make any, you know, it's a no-brainer, especially for somebody who's already in the pet industry. But I know countless people who just are pet lovers and wanted to take care of their own animals in the best way possible, and that's how they got involved, like yourself.
Yeah. The with Life's Abundance, too, they also do something really neat, that they give food to shelters. You can give food to shelters, individual shelters, and I love the way they do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really great company and a very solid company that gives back.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so I would be remiss not to ask you about this. How's the real estate biz?
Real estate business is great. It really is. It's there's always ups and downs in this type of business, but I primarily, my niche with real estate is working with investors. As a real estate investor myself, I actually got my real estate license here in Florida because my husband and I started to buy properties as rental opportunities. And I just started getting asked by other people for some help. So I got my real estate license for that purpose, to further along our investing business as well as to help other people. And I just fell in love with it. So that's another way that building wealth and having income coming in with our rental properties has just been phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And plus all that sunshine and those beaches. Are you kidding? Who doesn't want to live in Sarasota or near Sarasota? I got to tell you, it's beautiful there, of course, right?
Yeah, I have to say that we do live in paradise. It's been 5 years since I moved here from the Boston area, and I have not looked back, although I have learned to stop putting pictures of the beach and the palm trees in January and February on Facebook. My friends don't appreciate that anymore.
I love that. Lisa Flynn, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.